This is Dakota Datebook for July 10th. The Lewis and Clark Expedition, which took place from 1804 to 1806, was only the beginning of the exploration of the vast wilderness acquired through the Louisiana Purchase. Many explorers played a role in mapping it. Jedediah Smith traveled across the Great Plains and Rocky Mountains to the Pacific Northwest in search of beaver pelts. John C. Fremont earned the nickname the Pathfinder for his exploration and mapping skills. Major Stephen H. Long was not impressed with the Great Plains and coined the term Great American Desert. But as the railroads began to creep west, explorers alone were not enough. Experienced surveyors were badly needed. Isaac Stevens was born into a prominent Massachusetts family. He attended West Point and was appointed to the Army Corps of Engineers. After serving in the Mexican-American War, he was named assistant to the director of the United States Coast Survey. During the 1852 presidential election, Stevens supported Franklin Pierce. After Pierce was elected, Stevens was appointed governor of the newly created Washington Territory, as well as leader of the Pacific Railroad Survey from St. Paul, Minnesota to Puget Sound. Stevens began organizing the expedition right away. He recruited, trained naturalists, and persuaded the well-known Western landscape artist, John Mix Stanley, to join the adventure. He secured engineering talent and acquired the necessary surveying and meteorological instruments. He also convinced the Army to provide a supply of new Sharps rifles. Stevens wasted no time. He moved quickly across Minnesota Territory, and on this date in 1853, he and his expedition reached Dakota Territory. They camped at Lake Jesse in what would become Griggs County, North Dakota. The expedition continued between the 47th and 49th parallels. The survey proved instrumental in determining the route of the Northern Pacific Railroad. During the American Civil War, Stevens served as a colonel of the 79th New York Volunteer Infantry Regiment. He later rose to the rank of Major General. He was killed in the Battle of Chantilly on September 1st, 1862. Today, he's remembered in Minnesota, although many people may not realize that Stevens County is named in his honor. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by the Study ND, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.